Well, this is an amazing story. Shea Taylor Allen was someone who was a janitor at Yale.
Yeah.
And then graduated as a doctor at Yale.
That's awesome.
And she's on the phone right now. Good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, I should say Dr. Allen.
Yes, doctor. Yes, yes.
Dr. Allen.
Doctor.
I'll bet you you're not the kind of person who corrects people.
Dr. Allen.
That. Absolutely not. I mean, it's still so fresh, so.
Right. Yeah. No, but when you're a janitor, you don't go around correcting. Oh, no, I'm a doctor now.
Doctor.
Right.
All right. How did all this happen?
So, I mean, it's been a crazy ride. I mean, honestly, when I originally started as a janitor, it was really just a job. I wasn't imagining that one day I was going to be a doctor. That wasn't what I started to do. But eventually, once I, you know, started undergrad and my mom got sick, she dealt with some healthcare disparities, actually at Yale Hospital, too. And that's when I decided that I wanted to go on to become a doctor and help people that were like her.
So you're the janitor. You didn't think that that was going to be the rest of your life?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I just went there to get a job. I mean, in New Haven, as you know, Connecticut, a lot of people get jobs at Yale. And sometimes, you know, there are jobs like patient transport or food services or even a janitor. And I just went to get a paycheck at the time.
Yeah.
So when you have a job at Yale, can you go to the college for free or no?
Absolutely not. I'm happy you asked that.
Right.
A lot of people get that confused in the comments. I actually did not get any tuition assistance or anything to go to school. I did it all through loans. So, no,
wow. That's
not what I got. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get free parking.
Yeah. Right. You can't even get that. So,
wow.
No, I got no tuition assistance at all.
No,
I had to apply and get everything like everyone else.
You earned it.
So, did you go there for 8 years or 4?
Did I go to medical
Yale.
School?
Yale. So,
I worked at the hospital for 10 years. So I didn't go to Yale University. I went to Howard Medical School in D.C.
Okay.
Yes. And now I'm coming back as a resident at Yale.
That's so cool.
Right. And what are you a doctor of?
Anesthesia.
Nice.
See?
Yes.
The first part of the job is easy.
Yeah.
Like anyone could put anyone out.
I just talked to him.
The trick, is can you bring them back?
Right.
Focus.
That's the magic. That's the magic.
Yeah, they got to come back functional.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. Like I could put someone out, but I don't know if I could.
You can't wake them up.
I can't wake them up.
I tell you, it's amazing anesthesia because I mean, I've had many operations. I mean, how fast you could put somebody out. It's amazing. Like next, like 1 second you're counting down from 100. Next thing you know, you're waking up in another room.
Well, you're at 98,
yeah.
And you're out,
yeah.
And then you're in another room.
Yep, exactly. Like, what the hell happened?
I don't remember anything. They do these tests sometimes. They'll have a patient sing a song they know, and they'll get like a line in.
Yes, not a lot. Wow, unbelievable.
Yes.
So what was going on with your mother? She was being misdiagnosed.
Yeah, so when I was in my undergrad I actually went to Southern Connecticut State University. So at that time, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I was my sophomore year, still didn't know. And she got sick, and we went to the emergency room, and they kept saying that it was a mental illness. So we couldn't understand why they kept saying that. And now that I'm on the other side of the spectrum, being a doctor, I understand that what she had was a vocal cord dysfunction, and it's very rare. So they didn't know at the time, but they kept writing it off as a mental illness. So I went to the CEO, Myrna, at the time.
What was going on with her? You said a vocal cord.
So she had a vocal cord dysfunction.
What's that mean?
So basically, we had a house fire about 2 years before she got sick, and it kept feeling like she always said she felt like she's breathing through a straw, and it felt like her throat was closing. So we thought maybe it was something that occurred, you know, post because of the house fire that we had, which it did do some damage to her vocal cords. And basically, the muscles of your vocal cords become so weak that it's hard for them to properly work. So it feels like you can't breathe.
So she would go to the emergency room. Explain the problem, and they thought it was all in her mind.
Yes, all in her mind. And I could not understand why they thought that. And after doing some research, I see a lot of Americans go through similar situations.
Oh, you know, back in the early days of like Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was misdiagnosed a million times to the point where, you know, sometimes by the time they found out what it really was, it was too much damage done.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, so from that, you were like, you know what? I'm going to become a doctor.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yes, I actually got in touch with a CEO at the time, and she helped me out so much. She advocated for my mom. That's when she got her diagnosis, and I was like, you know what? I want to do the same thing. So I researched how to become a doctor because I didn't know the process at all.
This is a movie.
It is.
Yep.
This is really
a success story.
It's a Lifetime movie.
It is.
Yes, it's so crazy because I was also born at the hospital, too. So it's just all-around circle of surrealness for me.
Yeah. You are connected to that place.
Yeah, it was connected meant to be. Completely.
Yep.
Holy cow. So were you lined up with a job there before you graduated, or did you graduate and call someone and say, guess who's a doctor?
Right.
No, so that's not how it works for us. So we have to match into it. So we still have to apply into every program in America. So a lot of us apply to many programs, and then we get matched into that program. So we have to do interviews. You know, if they like us, then we get matched there. But a lot of students go unmatched where they don't have a job. So it was a very competitive process. And fortunately, I was, you know, I guess competitive enough that Yale loved me so much that I was able to come back.
That's nice.
That's why it's important, no matter what job you're in, do a good job, be friendly.
Yeah, leave on a good note.
So many lessons in this life story of yours.
Yep.
Did you, when you started out, were you, what was your childhood like? Normal childhood?
I believe at the time it was a normal childhood. I didn't know that we grew up in poverty. My mom reminded us later on in life that, you know, she had struggles. She was a single mom of three at the time. And, you know, we didn't have what a lot of other families had. But I grew up thinking that everything was fine because she made sure that we had the best all the time. She did what she could. But later on, I found out, you know, we grew up on food stamps and, you know, Medicaid and things that I didn't know of at the time. So I think my childhood was regular, but of course, my mother had some struggles, and that's why I originally got the job at Yale to help with my family.
Wow. So, the story just keeps getting better.
Just a good person all around.
What, are you the older?
No, so I'm the middle child.
Oh, usually the middle kids are wacky.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's wacky in a good way, yeah.
You know, because you get the adult. The oldest is usually the solid.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
The youngest is the baby.
Right.
And the middle one's like, where the hell do I fit in?
Exactly.
I'm actually the middle and the only girl. So it's so weird that I took that path of all that. But yes.
We're talking to Shea Taylor Allen, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
Who, man, what a tremendous story this is. What a inspiration it is.
Thank you.
And I love the picture of you graduating.
Yeah.
And it's on my guest card here. You just look like the happiest person on
Seriously,
the planet. Like, woohoo.
Yes, yes.
We were talking about pink before. You pull off the pink.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I always try to bring a little, I guess, a different color when I go to the hospital because I feel like doctors are always wearing, of course, their white coats, but like blacks and grays. I always try to give a pop of color when I see my patients.
Yeah. Brightens the room up. You run to the old coworkers by chance?
Actually, I did. The last time I visited Connecticut, I seen a few of my coworkers that still work there, actually. I have a sister that works there as a janitor still, too. So I got to see them all.
That's wild. I hope that someone picks this up as a movie.
They really should.
Yeah, really. I heard people say it's similar to Good Will Hunting, so I just recently watched it because I'd never seen it before, and I was like, oh, okay, I can see it.
Right.
Which one are you?
I guess I'm the guy that was the janitor that went to go to MIT.
Yeah, you were writing all the stuff on
Ben
the board.
Affleck.
Yeah,
yes,
Damon,
I'm Ben Affleck.
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely, yeah. No, you're Matt Damon.
You're Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah,
Matt Damon.
No, yeah.
Oh, Matt Damon. Yes, yeah. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
Matt
yeah.
Damon.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes.
You're the opposite.
Yeah, you're the star of the movie. Yeah.
So who would be Ben Affleck saying, I don't want to see you around here being a janitor when you're 50 or 60? If I
know.
See...
He would be the one giving me the best advice.
Yeah.
That probably would have been my sister at the time because she was working with me.
Okay.
And she saw the vision.
That does line up.
It lines up. Right?
That does line up.
Nice. And co-producers, here we go.
I love your story. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us.
Yeah,
and I think it's an inspiration for anyone who's, you know, is young and you know, doesn't have a path in mind.
Yeah,
reach you could
for
do
it.
Anything.
Reach for it.
You worked. That's you, man. That's a
you earned it.
You ground it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate when Connecticut reach out because I want to show us that we can do it, and you know, there's so many possibilities out there for all of us.
Shea Taylor Allen, Dr. Allen. Thank you.
Thank you.